This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here is what we're going to do. We're going to turn on a couple of microphones in our studios in New York, and we're going to see what happens. Felix Salmon is with Fusion. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. The segment is called Our Weekly Wrap of Wall Street and Beyond. Happy Friday, you guys.
Happy Hi, Kai.
Valentine's Day.
I know. Almost Valentine's Day. All right, Felix, let's start with you. I want to talk briefly about the American consumer. A little bit of a mixed bag this week. Retail sales are down. Consumer confidence is up. What is one to make of it? And does the consumer still matter as much as we always say he or she matters?
Yes. And this is a great day to talk about consumer sentiment because
yes.
I always
sentiment.
Get sentimental
You're right. Sorry.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh,
it's, the sentiment went down a little bit, but we ignore that because it's not a big deal. As Lee and I will tell you, in the freezing Northeast, when it gets this cold, you always just you become a little bit less happy about your lot. But ultimately, with the gas prices where they are, mm-hmm. we all have more money. We don't even notice it so much. It just magically appears in our wallets from not spending it on gas. And we're spending lots and the economy is growing. And I think we're a happy country, mostly.
Yeah, but we're spending it on things that don't necessarily get counted, right? We're paying down debt and stuff like that. We're not necessarily going out and blowing it all.
Well, no, we are doing some of that, especially when the gas prices first started to fall.
Yeah.
I mean, you were seeing retailers use the word splurge, which is a word they hadn't used in a while. And lots of people are also not paying down their debt, which is a whole other problem. But I do think that the consumer is overall, you know, I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I think it's something to be encouraged by. But the bigger problem is we just happen to be at the precipice of losing the giant chunk of the middle class. But, hey,
yeah.
Politicians will figure that out.
That's a whole different deal, which we will talk about in another segment. Felix, I want to talk about Europe for a minute. We got a story coming up in a couple of minutes about what's going on over there. But I want your gut check on does Greece wind up staying in the eurozone and will they get what they want from the European Union?
Yes and no.
You're all about the one-word answer today, aren't you?
Greece is going to stay in the eurozone. It wouldn't actually be the end of the world if it didn't. And that's
right.
one of the reasons
right, right.
why they're going to come to an agreement, because the Greeks know that the Europeans, if push comes to shove, will call their bluff and let them leave. And that would be much worse for Greece than it would be for Europe. And what they'll get is a bunch of headlines about we stood up to the Eurocrats, and that's what right. matters, while at the same time basically agreeing to a bunch of austerity measures which they said they wouldn't agree to.
And Lee, I mean, the fact is that the German economy came in today better than we expected. Things are looking up in the rest of Europe, and Greece seems to be losing its whatever bargaining chips it may have had.
They are. And, you know, we can't ever forget that Angela Merkel, her voters yeah. love her commitment to austerity on all this. And even though I wasn't at Davos, but I did hear that she was sort of bristling at her image.
Felix, what was it like
I don't
in
get
Davos.
To go.
Yeah.
But I heard that she was kind of bristling at her image as a stern austerity scold.
Really?
She's getting kind of sick of that, being kind of unilaterally called that.
She needs to change her
but
line.
But it's working
then,
for her.
Right? I mean, yeah,
and
she needs to smile
for
or something. Right?
Exactly. Well, it works for her finance minister. He's the one that everyone loves to hate. Wolfgang
yeah.
Schäuble.
Come on, what a great name.
You know, the low euro may do as much, if not more, for Europe than anything else when it comes to be summer
tourism. I know.
Tourism
the Americans season. Have low gas prices. The Europeans have a weak currency. Everyone's happy except for the Swiss.
All right, spin that out a little bit, Lee, and explain to folks why the weak euro helps the Europeans.
Well, because it just makes it incredibly it's actually pretty logical. It makes it appealing for us to go to Europe and spend money there.
And to buy European
and
exports.
And to buy European mm-hmm. exports. And mm-hmm. and those are huge things. And, you know, some say may have more of an impact than the recent stimulus effort.
All right. We will leave the rest of my long, long list here of things to talk to you guys about for next time. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Felix Salmon from Fusion in New York. And we are right now at, here we go, in 2, 1, 4 minutes, as promised. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
All right,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Kai.